Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 8 this morning in verses 3 through 4 for our practice. Do not quarrel with loud mouths, or heap wood upon their fire. Do not associate with the senseless, lest your ancestors be insulted. What is the most difficult thing about majority rule? The devil bides his time to destroy the very foundation of everything right. We love to do what we want when we want to do it. The devil knows this and acts upon it in the very core of your soul. I live by the rule of apologetics, seeking forgiveness over frustration, for when we seek to share the good news, we do it by example, seeking the least, hoping the world will take notice and follow our example of living in salvation. We engage in dialogue and not debate, allowing the truth to engage wisdom we seek to learn as the model of living in peace of life eternal. In the world, you will be told you can have it all, but none of it will be taken with you. You can leave a string of family members to fight over the excess and lose the redemption Jesus died on a cross to save me and you. Your excess now equals desolation for all eternity unless you use it for good and call on the name of Jesus Christ as your Savior. I keep nothing for rainy days. I give it all away, every dime to help another in need to share the good news of salvation. It is the haiku I've written today to celebrate the ability to dialogue rather than debate, peace over destruction, redemption over retaliation. Make the choice to serve rather than be served. The haiku is a Japanese poetic form that consists of three lines with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third. Listen for them as you hear the poem out loud. Amen. Title of our poem today, or haiku poem, is Haiku of Dialogue Over Debate. Seeking salvation, debate stirs souls like fire, paths diverging. In righteous fervor, words clash, sparks fly, hearts ignite, searching for the truth. Egos bruised, minds strained, yet in the heat of discourse, growth finds its foothold. Through the storm of words, wisdom emerges, renewed. Salvation beckons. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Deliver us, Lord, from all evil, we pray. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 8. We begin this study of Sirach 8 is today in our practice for verses 3 through 4, one stanza poem. I kind of pulled out our haiku today from these two verses, thinking of what it means to quarrel with others instead of establish a dialogue and not a debate. You cannot be forced by others to believe what they believe as much as we can not force what we believe onto others, what we believe. And so we maintain our devout devotion to the apologetics of what salvation means, redemption, eternal life forever. Amen. And we share that out loud. We quarrel not with mouths loud. The title of our poem today, Mouths Loud, Quarrel Not. One stanza poem, quad lines. Mouths loud, quarrel not. Fuel on a fire. Senseless, associate and rot. Insult ancestors, yours conspire. Amen. I'm Thomas Shukruz. We're in this January 7th, 2024, recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. It's Sunday. Get out, see your preachers, teachers, and those who share the Word of God with you each and every day, especially on Sundays, the day of rest. Amen. We close at 7:11. Oh, thank heavens for 7:11, Universal Utterings, and the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you in Jesus' name. Dialogue over debate. Amen.